My scenario is a little bit different. I'm a chef, and I also am the food service director for the school district. So my influences 20,000 kids a day. So we try to incorporate many fresh fruits and vegetables, and especially locally grown vegetables and fruits on our menu every day. So my best advice for other communities is to step up to the plate and look at the customers, which are the kids, to make these big changes by bringing fresh fruits and vegetables, teaching kids where their food comes from, teaching kids how to get their fingers dirty, and bringing that food into the cafeteria to serve to these kids who are the future. We take baby steps in our schools. We don't want to come in there and with, you know, fist pumped and go in there and say, well, we're taking off everything and we're only going with healthy tofu stir fry, because it's just not going to happen. We need to go in there, really assess the situation, and then take baby steps to make these changes. So we eliminated chicken nuggets from our menus, and we brought in oven roasted chicken. It's got bones in it. It's chicken. You know, we're not concerned about the choking hazards because we educate the students and the teachers and teach the kids how to eat the chicken. We work with real potatoes for mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, sweet potatoes. We do a lot of stuff from scratch because we want to be able to teach the kids from within the cafeteria how to make the right choices, and then show them that we can create kid-friendly food that's adaptable and easy to make at home. My number one tip for parents or anybody in the community that wants to work with children is to work with the kids hands-on. Let the kids have their hands into the food, get their hands dirty, really take them to the community gardens or take them to the farmers markets, show them what the food is. Let the kids choose what fruits and vegetables they want to buy, and then go online, bring up, type in a recipe for parsnips and let the kids work with you hands-on in the kitchen to create that dish. And then that'll really get kids engaged and want to try new products